USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate voted on Wednesday to approve a treaty that would expand NATO to include Finland and Sweden. Only Republican Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri voted no. Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky voted present. Indiana Republican Congresswoman Jackie Walorski was killed in a car crash. She had been representing the state since 2013. Indiana Republican Senator Todd Young reacts to the news.
This is going to be a really big gap to fill. In her public life, but more personally, Jackie was a person of deep faith and strong conviction and just an incredibly smart person. What I really remember about her, she had an amazing sense of humor, high energy. She knew how to light up a room. She'd go into a room and immediately people would be happier.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The suspect of a 4th of July parade shooting north of Chicago is pleading not guilty. Robert Cremo III appeared in court on Wednesday, almost a month after the shooting that left 7 dead and at least 30 others injured in Highland Park. The alleged murderer is facing 117 felony charges and faces life in prison if convicted. His next court date is set for November 1st. As school begins across the country, one state is defending its actions.
Utah's largest public school district is defending its decision to remove 52 books that some parents view as pornographic. The Alpine School District has roughly 84,000 students. It's about a 30-minute drive south of Salt Lake City. The district decided to pull the books by 41 authors from its library shelves after an internal audit flagged them as sensitive material without literary merit. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Despite China's warnings, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi visited Taiwan during her trip to Asia. Iowa Republican Senator Joni Ernst explains why she supports Speaker Pelosi's decision to push back against China.
What a lot of countries see is very weak leadership emanating from the very top. And, of course, then that influences other countries and their decisions, like China's, as they continue military exercises around Taiwan.
As Democrats continue to push another climate bill, Republicans in the Senate continue to push back.
As 3 other green bills have netted virtually nothing for the average American as it increases our recession's longevity, bill number 4 could be voted on this week, spending roughly another $500 billion. The Senate Democrats' Inflation Reduction Act is just smoke and mirrors, so says Senator John Cornyn, Republican from Texas, on Newsmax.
I'm doing everything I can to discourage anybody who's even thinking about voting for it. Of course, Joe Manchin did a magnificent, or I should say Olympic-worthy, flip-flop.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Multi-billionaire and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband, Paul Pelosi, is pleading not guilty to DUI charges. Pelosi was charged after he allegedly rammed his Porsche into a Jeep last May in Napa Valley. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.